you put trash in the trash can. And welcome to episode 210 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She's Julie Dobbs.
But I know, and it's becoming normal to me that you, here she goes. Didn't take long, 10 minutes, her first.
Are we ready to do the drawing? The epic waters drawing?
I think we are.
Yeah, I feel like you need to scoot closer to your microphone.
Do I?
Yeah.
How's this?
I just want to hear you. I want to hear you. I want the listeners to be able to hear you.
Well,
most importantly.
Is this good for everybody? Are we cool? Good.
Oh, wait.
What?
I forgot to welcome to the Coppola Studios.
Should we just start over?
Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway Buick GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new Buicks, GMCs, and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaybuickgmc.com, look for the Shop Click Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway Buick GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So, when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaybuickgmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick. And welcome to episode 210 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs as we welcome you inside the Coppola Studios.
Mm, it's a lovely Coppola studio.
It's good to be back in the Coppola studio we've been on the road. We've had to take the Coppola on the road.
I know. Luckily it travels.
Which I'm happy to do. Don't get me wrong. But yes, into the Coppola Studios. Quick love for our sponsors, the first two off the bat. Gateway Buick GMC is on board as the title sponsor of the Dirt event. I think I told you that. I just want to reiterate, November 8th, it's a golf tournament and a concert by a very special, special human and his band. So anyway, I'm excited to tell you all about that as kind of it unfolds. But big props to Charles Cooksey and the team at Gateway Buick GMC.
That's amazing. They have
stepped up to be the title sponsor of our event, and we're so grateful for him. And also, I've been in touch with our friends at Coppola, Dave Duncan, about how they can help both at the golf tournament and at Texas Live, which is where the event will be, the concert will be that night, and then we're playing golf at Cowboys Golf Club. So anyway, super, super, you know, just grateful for the support that Gateway and Coppola have given us over the years. And so super, super grateful for them.
Yeah. And it doesn't hurt that they make some delicious wine.
That never hurts anything. And I did. I'm so glad I have the screw top right in front of me, just in case.
Just in case. You know. A little swig on a Wednesday morning.
It's after 11. It's kind of lunchtime.
It is.
How are you? My husband's calling. Bless his heart.
What's he doing? Doesn't he know we're shooting the mom game?
You should know.
I'm good. Just plugging away.
Yeah.
You know, another quick little shout out too, because we have this big 3-on-3 basketball tournament this weekend. It's like a huge deal in our community for the kids.
Yes.
And it's one of Ryder's favorite things. And now Anna gets to play in it. We have a kinder girls team.
3-on-3.
Oh, I told you, Hair Jordan.
Oh, yes.
They're Hair Jordan. And he's
clearly the favorite early on.
Clearly.
Hair Jordan.
Seeing as only one of them has ever made a basket. Because it's too high for them.
Got to start somewhere.
We'll see how it goes. But we're angling for best name and costume.
Winning, obviously.
Right. But that Hoops in the Highlands event also sponsored by Victoria Elliott.
Victoria Elliott, my sorority sister.
Yes, with Geico.
Businesswoman.
Yeah.
She's like everywhere.
She's everywhere.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And we're so grateful that she's a part of this thing too.
I know. I want to have her on someday just to talk about her story.
Yeah.
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
When I was at Tech, I think she was the first, going through Rush, there weren't a ton of Black women who were going through the traditional I mean, for lack of a better term, white chick sorority rush. Mm-hmm. And she was one of them. And I maybe even like the first to pledge. I don't know. She may know, but I just, she's got a great story, and which is crazy to think about that was, you know,
I know,
25 years ago, but that, or not like less than, or more than that, 26, whatever. And that that was like such a big deal.
I know.
Like, which is insanity.
Yeah.
Anyway, but she's a badass.
She's wonderful. Yeah. So I just thought that was a cool little like connection too. And I love how our sponsors kind of align like that, because it means they're good people that are supporting really cool events for us.
How have you been? You know, obviously the loss of your dad and then your grandmother. It's been a whirlwind for you.
Yeah. Yeah. My grandmother passed away after my dad, and it was his mom. So that was sad. It's all been a lot, you know. Because you're dealing with the emotions of it and the fact that they're not here anymore. And then there's, like, business stuff that goes along with it all that's kind of been stressing me out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, that's just part of life. I've never been through this.
Okay, so today's the 8-year anniversary of my dad dying. So every year on this day, and, you know, I did it last night, I'll go through, like, his old photo album.
Yeah, oh, that happened.
Stuff like that.
It was your day.
Last night. But look, so I looked at this picture of him, and then look at this picture, and I put it side by side with Henry.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
I feel like they look so similar, and
it made me
so happy. I sent it to my stepmom and my stepsister, and I showed Henry, and
they look identical.
I was like, is that Poppy? And I was like, that's Poppy. So yeah, it's super, super sweet. So anyway, I'll send it to Ashley.
Have you always thought they looked alike?
I see some, and my nephew Jacob, there was a couple pictures that I'm like sent to my sister, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Jacob looks just like Poppy in this picture. Yeah. So I think, you know, you see parts of your kids and yourself and your family, and it's always fun, you know, to go through those old pictures. I do it every year.
Yeah.
His old photo album. And so anyway. Aww. Yeah.
Genetics are crazy.
It is. Yeah.
Like my cousin, his pictures when he was young look just like my dad when he was young.
Yeah.
Like I don't think we looked a little bit like my dad, but going through all of my dad's old pictures, I'm like, that's my cousin. Uh-huh. Like, you know, which is just bizarre. Like how does that all happen?
I know.
It's crazy.
Really weird.
Yeah.
I remember when I was having a hard time getting pregnant with Henry, and thinking, you know, we had the conversations about like, well, what if this doesn't work? What if, you know, we were talking about IVF and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, would we want to adopt and all that kind of, I mean, getting way ahead of ourselves.
Right.
I mean, we only had to do IVF once. But I just remember thinking, I want it to be a part of, I want to have, you know, this child that's a part of me and a part of Mike. Like, it's just the coolest
thing. It is. And I'm like, what are they going to turn out like?
I know.
And I always think about that too. Like,
and then we made a baby and I carried it and birthed it and nursed it. And now I'm in charge of it. It's like, it really is crazy to think about.
It really is crazy.
Because I'm like, I'm a mom. Are we sure this is okay?
Like, I'm responsible for two human beings.
Are we sure I'm qualified for this?
Like, and then you see how big they are and you're like, I grew that in my stomach.
No. And like Henry's now, I mean, he's over 5 foot. Like it's going to be in no time. He's going to be taller than me. And I don't know. It's just, I have these moments where I'm just like, I don't know that I'm really okay doing all this. Am I doing all this right? And I don't know.
And that's why we're here.
But it's right. And that's why we have the mom game.
And Coppola.
And then and then you just figure shit out and
you figure it out.
You do.
And it all works out.
You do. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's fun. No, we have a lot of kids stuff to talk about today.
Yeah, we do.
Super excited.
Kids stuff, sports stuff.
You.
Yes. Everything.
And we have a big drawing. We have our Epic Waters giveaway drawing coming up. We're gonna do it on the show right here, and then we'll post it on social media to make sure everyone knows, you know, somebody's getting a $3,000 birthday package and somebody's going to be mom or dad of the year.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be so cool.
When they get this. Yeah. You want to get a little sportsy?
Yeah, let's get a little sportsy. But first, I want to hear your schedule. So you got back when and how was the return to your household?
So,
because we're shooting on a Wednesday.
Yes. My last game was Monday, my last TV game. So, I worked the game on Monday. Hattie was with me. Mike and Henry had come back because he had a tournament. Then it got canceled because of the weather. Anyway, Hattie stayed with me the whole time.
Oh, and so they left for it, and then it got
canceled. Yes.
Everything's getting canceled.
I know.
Right now because of the rain.
I know. So Hattie and I went to the air. We actually had an 8 o'clock flight. But I was like, if we can bust it out of here, there's a 6:15 I think we could make, and then there's a 7. So we are busting it to return the car, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, we ended up getting on the 6:15.
You can do that?
Yeah. So we put, I taught Hattie how to, she downloaded the American app.
Wow.
Like now she knows how to work everything. She put us both on standby. So wow. We get to the airport, they're like, we check our bags. And then once you get on that flight, they'll put your bags through. So it was brilliant. You can stand by for no money. You can guarantee a seat. I think it was like $75 if you wanted to same day change.
Okay.
We just rolled the dice because I was like, I think we'll be okay. Because
I've most airlines that way.
I think so.
Yeah, because I've heard of that.
So but American, you can do it on the app. So anyway, we got back. We ended up pulling into the house at about midnight on Monday night.
Oh wow.
So then she went to school on Tuesday. Thank goodness. And then all day Tuesday, basically, I just like got my house life check emails, all that kind of stuff, you know, kind of back in order. And it just amazes me. And I know I'm weird and OCD and neurotic. I know I am. But like certain things that like when the boys are home by themselves.
Did they just like let it all go to hell?
Well, I mean, like I walk in and there's like a knife on the counter and some dishes in the sink. And I'm like, could you just put them in the dishwasher?
Right? Oh my gosh.
Maybe.
Well, at least they're in the sink.
It
drives me crazy when they're next to the sink.
I mean, that's not okay.
That's not okay. So there's like a little mound of like coffee tumblers right. next to my sink at all times.
Well, and I'm like, knife, like could we just put just in the sink? And
right there.
Maybe from the sink just to the dishwasher. And then you could pop one of those little pods in and hit start.
It's just
close the door.
So easy.
Anyway, so, but whatever. So anyway, I'm getting the whole, you know, I know it was just so random and it's so, this is how neurotic I am. Like that's like one of the first things I notice when I walk in the house, which is, I know I have problems. I know I do. But anyway, so what I do is room by room, I just go and like do kind of inventory. I got to unpack Hattie. I know. I got to unpack.
What are we working with here?
What are we dealing with?
Yeah.
So anyway, So I go into Henry's room and I'm getting like his hangers and gathering up stuff. And I push like his jeans aside and I look on the floor and there is a mountain of trash.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, what are we working with here? So he's got a styrofoam cup that with a spoon in it that's got dried up ice cream. So he's clearly had ice cream. Then we have those. Do you have those seaweed? Have you ever had those seaweed chips? And they come in like a little plastic
container,
or whatever.
Yeah.
There's probably 10 of those, half a dozen like Ritz peanut butter cracker packets.
Oh, Henry.
Like a mound of trash, like to the point where I was like, I'm good, Lord. And Miss Vicky was there on Tuesday. And she's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I was like, I said, Miss Vicky, come look at this.
What's wrong? What's wrong?
She was like, oh my gosh. She was like, you know what, Emily? He used to do it in his bottom drawer. He used to put all the trash in his bottom drawer, but now there's stuff in there. So, and I was like, well, this is not okay. He's not going to be allowed to eat in his room anymore.
Yeah.
Whatever. So we gathered
up. Was it like hidden by the dirty clothes?
No, it was under his hanging clothes.
Oh.
On the floor, under.
Did he think it was like he was hiding
it?
Yeah.
Yes. So I pick him up from school yesterday and I was like, hey, bud. We've got something to discuss. And he's like, what? And I was like, what's anything maybe you forgot to do while I was gone or, you know. And he gets this big ass smile on his face. He was like, did you find it? And I was like, Henry, not okay, dude.
Did you find it?
He knew exactly what I was talking about. And I was like, you're not going to be able to take any food or anything. And he's just dying laughing. He was like,
was Mike behind this?
Hilarious. I don't know. But he's like, Mom, this is so funny. He was like, it was under my clothes. Like, how did you even find it? I was like, well, I was, you know, getting your hangers. And I was like,
I was taking my inventory.
I was like, have you not learned by now? I'm going to find it. Like, whatever it is, I'm going to find it.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, it's just, so I, you know, room by room. And then I had to do my chores, pick the weeds and blow.
What was his defense? Something about he didn't know where to put the trash.
That's right. He said, well, you don't like me to put trash in my trash can.
Which is probably true because that trash
kind of
in the trash can
kind of true
makes just, you crazy.
I've told you we have lovely trash cans and I like for them to be more decorated.
What are they there for then? Where is Henry supposed to put his trash?
It's just when friends come over or something.
Yes.
I don't know.
Could you get an ugly trash can that's like not on display and let him use that? Like somewhere in a corner.
Maybe I should have a trash, like a real trash can.
Yeah.
For his closet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not a bad idea.
Not to encourage it, but dude, just in but case you get in a bind.
Just in case you don't want to walk across the house.
Yeah.
To dispose of the
or
trash.
Or put it in the trash can that is there the for
the laundry. I could do it in the kids' laundry room. I have one in the kids' laundry room, but they don't want to walk to the laundry. Anyway, yeah, my kids will love you for this recommendation.
Yeah.
Like if they could have a trash can
just like
it's actually used for trash.
Yes, not like some marble fancy thing.
They might feel very empowered.
I think it might make them.
Oh my God, it sounds so much more ridiculous when I say it out loud.
It is.
What's so normal to me is so not normal
right.
to normal people.
But I know. And it's becoming normal to me that you, here she goes. Didn't take long. 10 minutes. Her first swig of the day.
I can't help it. I'm this way. I can't.
I know. You can't help it, but we can work.
To improve.
With you and your yes. family to where they feel like they know where they can throw trash away.
I can bet.
And then they don't get in trouble because they're hiding it because they don't want to throw it in the trash can because the trash can's fancy. They don't want to mess it up.
It's not even fancy.
It's the trash.
Target. It's
you don't want to walk in and see trash.
It's not aesthetically pleasing to look at trash in a trash can. Maybe I need to get a trash can with a lid.
Maybe get a trash can with a lid.
I have one in the guest room. I have a trash can with a lid.
Okay, well, move that bad
boy
closer
to Henry's. It doesn't match, but I can find, maybe I can find other ones. Okay.
We're so close.
We're getting there.
It doesn't match.
Baby steps.
Well, okay. If it makes you feel any better, real quick, because I feel like this is a little boy thing, like hiding.
Yes.
So I've found like little collections of like candy and candy wrappers in Ryder's room. Like I found Girl Scout cookies in his closet.
He just crushed a whole sleeve of Thin Mints.
Yes. And he is not allowed to eat in his room because he's little still. So you know it's going to be a mess, right? So I make them eat downstairs. So he was sneaking food up there and then stashing it in his closet. He has this one little like drawer for his special stuff. And I opened that up the other day and it was like all these candy wrappers. And his Halloween candy bag he had snuck up there. So he's just going to town. Like these boys.
I know. And that was, Halloween was a long time ago. Is that candy still?
Oh, should I throw that out?
I would.
Where are we at? What month is it?
We're in March.
Yeah. And that was October?
November, December, January.
Does candy go bad?
I mean, probably. I mean, it's probably a decent shelf life.
I mean, they're both alive.
Okay. Yeah. That's all that matters.
It's my go-to when we don't have dessert. And they're like, what's dessert? And I'm like, pick a piece of candy.
There we go. That's not bad.
I guess I could just buy fresh candy.
Yeah.
I don't know, Emily. I felt good about everything until now. And I will also add before we move on, the one thing I think about a lot is one time when you were talking about, like, I guess Hattie was having a slumber party. You know, people were coming over and you had to make sure that there was no laundry in the laundry basket before the little girls came over.
You just never know. You never know when a 10-year-old is going to judge you.
I think about that all the time. I'll walk into my kids like, bathroom and the laundry's just like pouring over the sides. I'm like, and then I'm like, well, so and so, my parents are coming. Just someone's coming. Whatever. Like, and Emily's like, has to make sure that the laundry thing is completely empty before little kids,
before the 10-year-old girls come over,
just in case they take a pig or tell their parents.
It's a thing. I know. It's
it's okay though.
I know.
It's good to laugh at it.
It is. It is. It's good to know who you are and just how crazy you really are.
Yeah.
And I'm okay. I'm okay. Okay. Now, do you want to get sportsy now that we've completely shown the spotlight, shined the spotlight on?
Shone? I think shone.
Shone?
I don't know.
Let's go with shine.
We'll never
shine
know.
Sounds better. How shine. Could we ever know what's the right
There's
thing?
There's no way to know.
Okay. Sportsy a little bit. A little bit. We don't have any, I mean, we don't have to worry about like sponsors or anything, but I thought we haven't talked sports in a while. I felt like we should.
Yeah.
Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna got a statue.
Okay, what'd you think of the statue? I haven't seen it, obviously, in person, but
I haven't
pictures,
either.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks cool. Like, it's very detailed.
Yeah.
It looked like very realistic.
Yeah.
It looks okay. So, well, the difference in the Dirk and the Madonna statue, like, would that make you crazy if you had to?
Ooh, I don't think I've seen a side by side.
They're very different.
Oof.
Like, from what I remember, the Madonna one looked like it almost like had some color in it.
Yeah, it's got green.
Yeah, it had green in it.
Does Dirk not have a?
No, it's like gold or silver, all the way.
Okay.
But they're not. I mean, they're definitely not like. I don't think the same artist. I don't think there was any sort of coordination between the statues. But
Dirk
now
definitely has his jersey on.
Uh huh.
So he's got blue and white on.
He has blue.
Oh yeah, he does. He's got color.
But aren't they, like, totally different styles?
I'm going to look.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. They're the same sculptor.
They are the same sculptor?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe not. In my mind, the Dirk one looks quite different.
Madonna statue.
It could just be because of the way it's, like, shaped and the style of it. But when you look at them, they're pretty similar.
He's a little, like, Madonna's a little darker and Dirk's a little like lighter.
Are they similar enough though to live in the same place forever and not give OCD people?
Here's the thing though. I don't think they're going to live in the same place forever because I think the Mavericks are going to move and they're going to take the Dirk statue with them.
Yeah, that's true.
So Mike's looks more bronze and Dirk looks more gold.
Silver or gold. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It was like mismatched metals.
Mismatched metals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not an OCD person, but I feel like they could have made them a little more similar. Okay. But you're right. Dirk probably is moving someday.
At some point.
Somewhere else. But yeah, it's great. Good for Madonna. And he also was like the he kicked off the St. Patrick's Day parade on Greenville Avenue.
Yeah.
I forget what the word is when you kick
Grand
off.
Grand Marshal.
Yes, the Grand Marshal of the parade. And he had the statue. So I don't know. I mean, he's getting, like, way more involved in Dallas. Because remember, for a while, there was a big disconnect. And he didn't communicate with the Stars. And they didn't get along. So I don't know what happened. But I'm glad that it happened.
Yeah.
And I think his PR people, too, are working, like, let's get Mo back in the scene, you know?
Well, and I loved his comments. I thought he was so fantastic.
Yeah.
And he just was.
He's great.
He's so great.
And it was good to see the kids and Allison there.
It's too bad she's so unattractive.
I know. She's hot. Rocking that short hair.
Yes. Yeah. You know how hot you have to be to rock that short hair?
To be really hot.
So hot.
And she's had five kids?
Is it five? Jesus.
Five kids.
Bless.
I think that's great and, like, overdue and well-deserved for Mike Madonna. And it is cool that I told Ash, I texted her, I was like, we've had both of them on our show.
I know.
Both of the statue people.
Hey.
Are the Mom Game.
Mom Game.
Own.
Mom Game is the home of statues.
Yes.
Thank you.
Statue people.
Okay.
Who are immortalized. Holler at us.
Holla.
And we'll have you on the show.
Yeah. How are the Stars doing?
They're doing well.
Are they?
They're doing well. They are, I think, still leading the division, the Central Division, and they're, like, either first or second. A top three, I think, for sure. It fluctuates in the Western Conference.
Okay.
So they're doing really well.
You went to a game, and Kelly went with you first time. How was it?
It was great.
Was it weird?
It was weird. It sucks having to, like, park.
Oh, yeah.
We got $40 parking, and it was fine until you leave, and you're at the very top of the parking garage, and you just have to sit there.
And wind down.
Yeah, like, you don't realize how, and I think we probably could have got parking. Kelly just didn't ask. So that part is a different experience, and the kids are like, let's go down to the family room, and we're like, hey, who's going to tell them? We can't go down to the family room.
Who's gonna tell him?
But Kelly, I think he had a great time. And it was really cool for him to watch because he's never watched a Dallas Stars game live.
Yeah.
Which sounds crazy because he's always watching it on a monitor.
Yeah.
Or he was always watching it on a monitor. So I think it was great and he was kind of doing some play by play for us and telling us this and that and caught up with a couple of friends, and then the Stars blew it. They blew the game. They had a 3-goal lead.
Yeah.
And they ended up losing 4-3, and it was kind of like, well, see you later. Like, Coach Kelly would have been, like, doom and gloom.
Yeah.
And we know that probably was not a good post-game meeting for the team and everything. But it was just a game, and that was against Florida, who is the best team in the league. So those things happen, and they had a little bit of a break. I think they won that Madonna night. Over the weekend, and then they had a little bit of a break, and they're back at it tonight. And the good news for the Stars is that Tyler Seguin, I think, is looking like he's going to play tonight. He's missed about a month.
Yeah.
With an injury. So to get him back and healthy right now, because only a couple of weeks left, and then it's playoffs.
I know.
It's playoff time. So
crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So they're in a pretty good place. I think the one little bit of a worry is the goaltending, which has been a little bit more back and forth this year than usual.
A
little bit inconsistent. And we love Jake Ottinger. So hopefully he's a professional, and I think he'll hopefully get back on track for the playoffs. Maybe that's just what he needs, is like that extra motivation, like that do or die mentality,
sure.
Right? So hopefully that'll not be an issue in the playoffs, but I'm excited for the playoff run for them.
Yeah, that is exciting. Yeah. Okay, speaking of playoff runs, the Mavs in position, but still trying to avoid the play-in.
Yep.
I think they went through a really rough spot, and then now they've been really good lately.
They went through a rough patch, and then they won, I think, 7 in a row, and then they lost another couple bad games, and now they're in a good place again.
Yeah.
So it is a little bit back and forth, and I think what Kyrie has said, and I know we want to talk about him a little bit, is that the team learned a lot in those games that they lost. Like, they learned a lot about themselves, and you saw them beat the Spurs last night in like a close game, and Luka after the game said our old team would have lost that game.
Yeah.
Like, we've learned a lot. We know who we are. We know how to win. If someone doesn't have it any night in particular, somebody else will pick them up. And last night, Luka didn't necessarily have it. And so I think it's a balance with Luka and Kyrie, and then the role players, right?
Yeah.
Like, so anyway,
there's nothing wrong with winning ugly. I mean,
right.
There's no such thing as style points in the NBA.
Exactly.
I mean, you want to kind of tighten shit up before you get to the playoffs, but yeah.
And the other night, it wasn't ugly at all.
I know
you were so excited about.
I know. So Kyrie Irving, I mean, first of all, I think we've established we like Kyrie. I mean, I think he came with this like kind of aura about him and things that he had said and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I think he's been fantastic.
Yeah.
He's fun to watch. So he hits a game winner. Like, it's like with his left hand. I mean, it was
left-hand
stupid.
Floater, like hook shot kind of thing. Like,
As time wound down, I can't remember who they were playing.
It was Denver, so it was the reigning champ.
Yes. Okay, so it was so awesome, to see that. And then it just made me think of, because I posted this, like, how sports are just so cool. Like, and looking back to it, like, the World Series run and seeing those celebrations, like, there's just nothing like them. There's nothing like sports, especially when it's a team. And everybody mobbed Kyrie, and it was, and Luka's just like looking dumbfounded, and it's just like, it's so cool.
Pat
like
Mahomes was looking dumbfounded.
Yeah.
He was there, and even he's like, oh
yeah. So it's like, but wouldn't it be awesome if like, I tried to post this and it wouldn't let me post it. I don't know why, but there was another celebration video that was just started from the celebration. And I was like, I mean, just once I'd like to be mobbed after I ask really good post-game questions. Like, come on, guys, let's do this. Like, so fun.
Well, at least you sometimes get Gatorade thrown
this
on you.
This is true.
You can
but
just
like,
pretend that's because your questions are so great. They're like, oh, yes, Emily, she nailed it again.
But, I mean, wouldn't it be funny if, like, people in office jobs, and it's like a PowerPoint, and they're like, you're done, you set the clicker down, and then everybody just comes and mobs you.
Yeah, or like you do a deal, you're like, done. Everyone is
like,
the whole office.
It goes crazy. I mean,
It
would, but that's why it's just like sports are just so effing cool. Like,
they are.
And especially team sports where it's like, everyone has the same goal, like just want to win. And it's just, it's really fun. It makes me appreciate my job. It makes me appreciate the fact that I get to, be around that, even though if I'm not at the bottom of the, the mob pile,
you're
that's
as
fine.
Close as a woman.
Yeah. I mean, but it's really, yes. But it really is, it's cool, and it's fun to see moments like that and, grown-ass men.
It's so cool.
It's just fun.
It's so fun. There's nothing like it.
I know.
And that's why we love sports the way we do, because that feeling,
when
your team wins.
Yes.
Whether you're a part of the team or you're a fan of the team.
I know.
Like, it's just something that you can't duplicate.
Sports are awesome.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yep, and I am. I am so glad that we have Kyrie.
I know.
And he has proven to be, like, nothing but
– yeah.
Fantastic. And a really good leader, which I think we need, because as much
a great
as
teammate
is dominant on the court, he's not necessarily like that leader.
Yeah.
And Kyrie is. He says all the right things after the game.
Yeah, and he appears to be a great teammate, a great citizen. Like, Yeah. Okay. I don't care if he thinks the earth is flat, like whatever. I don't
know. Well, and that's so old anyways. And there was like a caveat. It was like, he was just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah. And I think I heard someone saying the other day, it's like the best thing that could have happened to him is being in a city like Dallas where that fishbowl is not there. Like it is in New York. Like you don't live in a fishbowl and everybody's not trying to take you down and question you on your thoughts on COVID and vaccines and whatever else. Like here, it's just kind of like the Cowboys are that. Yeah. The Cowboys are the one where everybody's got their, you know, their magnifying glass and trying to figure out what's going on with everything. And the Mavericks are in a good spot because they're good and they fill the stadium or they fill the arena all the time, but they're not like, people aren't trying to dissect them quite as much.
Right.
So I think Kyrie's in a perfect spot.
Yeah, absolutely. Mavs are fun. This is the fun time for basketball and hockey when it starts getting down to the nitty-gritty.
And I know, and then the Rangers start too.
Rangers start soon. You talked about the Cowboys. I just put in my notes, Cowboys are dumb. I just don't know what they're doing. And I don't think they're really dumb. But, like, it's hard to figure out what they're doing.
Yeah, I know. And we talk about it on our show.
People are just, like, dropping like flies going to other teams. It's like, I'm so
They're not paying to keep anybody. And they're saying they don't have the money. And if they had moved forward with contracts for Dak and CeeDee Lamb in a different way, they would have the money, and they haven't done that. Now they're saying they don't have the money. Like, Jeff, who I work with, is very good at explaining it all. It's a lot of minutia, but, like, the point is the Cowboys could have put themselves in a better position to keep a lot of these players and maybe even bring in better players, but they chose not to. And they're going to get to the point with Dak where they're not going to have, like, much negotiating power. They're going to have to give Dak the biggest contract, the highest contract of any NFL quarterback, just to keep him if they want to keep him. They're just like making a lot of dumb financial moves. And it almost seems like it could be like a rebuild situation, but they're not saying rebuild.
I know. So it's so funny because it's like, you know, Rangers fans are like up in arms that we haven't, you know, re-signed Jordan Montgomery.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, and I get it. They want to win. We love Monty, and he's still on the market, at least as we record today. But, you know, but it's like, you know, you understand certain situations. But, like, the Cowboys, it's like there's not just one that they're not re-signing. There's a shit ton of guys that they're just letting go.
Yeah.
It just seems
– like Tyron Smith especially. Yeah. Like, and just Tyler Biadasz. Like, you're down two offensive linemen.
Yeah.
And, like, there's no plan unless they try – I mean, they're obviously going to try and draft – to fill some of these holes, but
yeah, but that's putting a lot of
pressure
and
don't have a running back.
Yeah.
So yeah,
could Zeke come back?
Oh, Zeke.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we'd still need another running back. Like, cause he's not that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of pressure on the draft and then for the draft picks to hit and, you know, it's not good. And I'm just glad that I became a Chiefs fan last season. Although I will say it's hilarious seeing Swifties react to free agency. Like they don't like this is their first time following. Right.
Okay.
So like, why is so-and-so gone? You know, with all the Chiefs players.
Yeah.
Because all the Swifties are hardcore Chiefs fans. So they're like tracking all the free agency news. And they're like, what do you mean they're gone? Why would they leave? What? And it's like, no, it's like contracts and like free agency and like salary cap.
It's sports stuff.
It's been pretty entertaining. Yeah.
Is there anything new with Travis and Taylor?
Travis and Taylor, you know, he went to Singapore and he watched two
she's
of her
still
shows.
Touring?
No, she's on a 2-month break.
Oh.
Which could be coincidence or could be intentional, along with the fact that her lead guitarist just had a baby.
Okay.
There's been some things going around, like, look how cool this is of Taylor to like take 2 months off the tour because this guy who's been with her from the beginning is like her right hand person in the band just had a baby.
Cool.
But there is a 2-month break in the tour and she and Travis went to LA. They went to one of the after parties for the Oscars, but nobody knew because they went to Madonna's after party where you can't have cameras.
Nice.
And so they were like, they went from Singapore to LA for that. And then they stayed at her house in LA for a couple of weeks and they were nesting.
Oh.
They were spotted going to the gym a couple times together.
Okay. What
and
else?
Now They're on the beach in the Bahamas.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Follow me for all of your latest.
Okay, I'm glad I asked.
So now they're relaxing.
But I do feel like there hasn't been as much hubbub about them, which is a good thing.
I think
right?
that's Let's intentional, let them like because they're trying to hide up a bit, you know?
Good.
So it's all good. Right. It's good. We all needed a little slowdown.
A little,
completed.
Yeah. Getting a little carried away. Okay, TMG News Desk. Not a ton of news, but we do have an opening day starter for the Rangers, Nathan Eovaldi, which is not a surprise to anyone.
I love how he was like too busy to comment, and then like Bochy was had an emergency dental appointment, so he couldn't make the announcement and all that. It's just kind of like nonchalant, right? Yeah. Everyone expected this.
Yes, for sure. Yeah. But I'm excited for opening day. It'll be weird for me because for the first time, the Rangers are the opening day game, like on that Thursday. Because usually it's not, the two highly touted teams will play on Thursday. There may be more than one game, but I know we're one of few teams
that actually start.
I'm lying. Maybe I'm totally lying. It's an exclusive. It's a national exclusive game.
Okay.
So maybe everyone's opening day is Thursday, the 28th. I don't know about that. I do know that this is the first time ever it's been a national TV exclusive game, which means I don't work.
Oh, wow.
Because I may do some things, but I will not be on television.
Okay.
Because it's a national exclusive.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird for me. I'm like, I'm still waiting to hear if like I have any duties that day or if I'm just going to go and watch the game as a fan and have fun. I'm still trying to figure all that out.
You want a party? Then,
oh, I definitely want a party.
Because I'm going to be there.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay.
And Ashley,
awesome.
Too.
Will you check on the schedule and see? I think everyone's playing on Thursday, but this is one of either very few or the only national exclusive game. Anyway.
Gotcha.
So I'm trying to figure out like what all that's going to look like, but I want to take the kids and Mike, and then so we'll see. This should be fun.
I should try to do that.
It's good luck on opening day tickets. It's insanity.
Yeah. They could just go to Texas Live with me.
Yes, absolutely. So then off on Friday, and then Saturday we have the ring ceremony. So that's when the players will get their rings. And I thought that the players like helped design the rings, but I had Marcus Simeon on during a spring training broadcast, and I asked him, like, can you give me a little sneak preview? And he's like, I don't know what it looks like. I'm like, you don't have any idea? He's like, nope. So I guess ownership and I guess they all kind of did that, but apparently it's supposed to be awesome. I cannot wait to see it.
You get one.
I get one. I'm so excited.
How do you, are you part of the ceremony?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. I have no idea.
So you're going to be wearing this.
Do what?
You're going to be wearing this to the studio the next week.
Oh, for sure. I'll bring it.
Yeah.
But I'll be like nervous.
I know.
But I'm excited. I can't wait. That's awesome. I think there's like, I remember Jared Sandler, who is actually going to co-host with me when you're out of town in a couple weeks. He was like, what tier do you think we are? And I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, so apparently there's three tiers of rings.
The tier system is back.
I can almost assure you I will not be a tier one. Mm-hmm. I think that's reserved for like players.
Does it fall in line with your COVID when y'all had to, you were designated how important you were during COVID?
I was like tier eight. Hope that's not the case.
You cannot get near the players. You are tier eight.
You have so many
germs. Your germs are more powerful.
So much more powerful. Reporter germs.
Yes.
So anyway, we'll see. I mean, tier two, tier, there's apparently three tiers. So
and
I
the,
don't think
and
I'm
what's
tier
the
one.
Difference with the tiers? The ring?
I think that like they're smaller or not. I don't know. But
so the players probably have
I can't
a
imagine
player
I would
ring.
Be tier one. I can, I mean, I
mean,
would,
I can because of your importance, but I could also see where they're just like, this is the players.
This is the players,
only.
The staff, you know, the players, the coaches, the, you know, in front of, I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't give a shit. Like I'm getting a ring and I don't care what tier it is.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
So the Rangers are the night game for the night game. So they're the only game starting at 7:00.
Okay. Got it. So we play that night.
Okay, that's
on
the only
day.
Team playing
yeah.
that night.
There's some games after, but they're the main.
Got it. It's the main attraction.
Nice.
So anyway, but I'm off. Unless
so it's nighttime?
I have to do stuff. It is. It's a night game.
Weird.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's never that way.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So
I didn't even know that. I just assumed it was normal.
So opening day is coming, and I
crazy.
Can't wait. It's going to be exciting. Okay, what's on your feed? We got a lot of stuff on the feed.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what do you want to hit first? You want to hit Montana boys or you want to hit Hattie commenting on the MLB Network post?
Let's go Hattie because we're talking a little bit of baseball.
So I go to dinner. We go to dinner in Arizona with my baseball girlfriends. Hattie goes with me. It's Jenny Kavnar, who we love, Jody Jackson, and Sophia Minnart. And she's at dinner with us. We're all talking shop, catching up, blah, blah, blah. She's like, Mom, can I play on your phone? And I said, sure. So she's playing on my phone, playing games, apparently scrolling through Instagram, whatever. Have a nice dinner, get back to the hotel. I'm laying in bed, just kind of scrolling through Instagram. Uh-oh. I get a notification, and it's like someone commenting, at Emily Jones 1977, I thought you were a legitimate reporter, not some kind of joke. And I was like, oh, shit. What did I do?
What did I do? Yeah.
So I click on it. He's responding to a comment that was made by me.
Oh, no.
On an MLB Network post.
Oh, no.
About Jose Altuve.
Oh, no.
And Yordan Alvarez.
Oh, no. Bless. What did Hattie say?
So I click on it, and it's like, you know, I like Jose Altuve. I really do. Like, I like him as a human. You could say what you want about the cheating scandal, all that kind of stuff. Jose Altuve has been nothing but fantastic to me my entire time in dealing with the Astros. I've said many times, if I had to start a team, Yordan Alvarez is up there on my list. Like, I have mad respect for the Astros. It doesn't mean I like him or I'm ever going to root for him, whatever. I have no issues with any of them personally. So I click on this comment about me being not a legitimate reporter and a joke, and I see this person is responding to a comment made by me that just said, Jose equals 3 green puke face emojis. So Hattie's in bed with me, and I was like, Hattie, did you post this? She was like, yeah. And I was like, do you know what you did? And she's like, I don't know. I was like, this is why you can't be on social media. You don't even know how this shit works.
Oh, dude.
I'm so sorry, Mommy. I was like, this is an MLB Network post.
Oh.
Where did you think this was going? She was like, I don't know. And I was like, Hattie. She was like, just make a comment and tell them that your daughter did that. And I was like, I got hacked by my 10-year-old. No one's going to believe this. And I'm like, Hattie. So anyway, I immediately delete the comment.
No
further blowback happened. But I was like, this is a prime example of why, I mean, not that we were ever considering letting Hattie have Instagram or whatever, but I'm like, this is what I'm talking about with social media.
Yeah.
And I was like, but I will say she threw one back in my face because she goes, I was like, oh, like people are going to think I'm whatever. And she was like, well, Mommy, I thought you taught me that we're not supposed to care what people think about us.
Oh.
And I
was like, like, which is true.
It is true, but I'm like,
jeopardize your job.
Totally different.
Bit.
I was like,
job, but
she knew. She was just trying to scoreboard me. But
that
anyway,
was,
so.
That was good, though.
That was, it was. Yeah. So she, we got a quick little lesson on.
I'm going to give her a little
posting. I mean,
see your vomit face.
The 3 green puke face emojis.
Gosh.
Jose equals 3 green puke face emojis. And I'm like, Hattie.
What if that, like, was you, and that's what you did late at night?
Oh,
you
just, like, just get
trolled,
on.
You just, like, trolled Astros accounts.
With the random emojis. Like, no, thank you. So anyway, so that was a fun little
thing.
Oh,
Hattie.
And then a couple of nights later, I texted you because I was like, what is showing up on my feed? So, you know, sometimes I go on these reel, if you click on a reel and then you just kind of get sucked in and you keep going.
Oh, yeah.
Well, these videos keep coming up of shirtless men jump roping to rap songs. And I don't know why.
Is it always jump roping?
It's the joke. But the thing I don't get is the jump roping.
Right.
Like, I don't, like, shirtless men, cool, fine with
rap
it.
Rap songs,
rap
Avi.
Rap songs, all in. Where is the jump rope coming in? I don't know what is happening. The only thing I can think is, like, why this kind of went down this road for me is that I started looking at some videos of the Montana boys because Kristen Cavallari is dating one of the Montana boys, where if you don't know what the Montana boys are, I was trying to explain this to Dave Raymond when I was in Surprise. I don't know exactly what they have to offer. They're obviously cowboys. They're all young, very handsome, attractive men.
Yeah.
But this is what they do. They set up a phone And then there's a song playing.
Yep.
They get in a line. They do this to the phone and then walk out of the frame. And the next one walks in. And then that's the end of the video.
Yep.
Like, we're, yes, they're very cute. Attractive. No, but no. They are hot. But there's no justifying. Like, I can only look at so many videos of you doing this into a camera and then walking off. And then I'm like, do you have any other tricks up your sleeve? Do we have any other assets to bring to the table?
That is.
It's just they're hot and they're.
The TikTok culture.
That, and it is. And so I was thinking maybe it was just one video, the one that they did with Kristen Cavallari.
Right, which was so cringe.
To like announce. For yes. So, anyway, whatever. Good for her. She's dating somebody 13
That's
years younger
cringe.
Than her.
The video was cringe.
The video was cringe. But then I looked and all of their videos are cringe.
Oh.
They're not even very like rhythmic.
No.
They don't have a whole, I mean, it's. I'm just like, but this is, I mean, it's doing it for them. Like,
yeah.
But I'm like, can we
get like some, do something?
We get some new tricks.
Sing, dance, like, yeah.
Do a spin.
Right.
I mean.
And they like wear weird clothes, like Montana-based clothes.
Yeah, I guess. I don't
they
know.
Wear
but,
fur
so that's the only thing
stuff.
I can think of, because I promise I'm not like searching for shirtless men jumping rope to rap songs. So that this is the only like connection I'm able to make right now.
Yeah. That must be it.
Do you like follow Kristen Cavallari pretty closely?
No, I don't.
I was going to say, because that could probably be why.
Nope, not at all. So
there's
no, and I sought out
this algorithm that are
yeah
weird.
I sought out the Montana boys, but once I heard about the saw the Kristen
like,
Larry thing, so then I went, but then it just then the jump roping shirtless dude.
Are
started.
You still getting it?
I don't know. Okay, so this is a fun game we need to play. Go open your Instagram.
Oh yeah.
Okay, open your Instagram.
This
now,
is where your deep dark
yep,
secrets
now,
and thoughts
click on,
can be
now
revealed.
Click on search.
Do we want to do this?
Click on the search icon. Just now, don't tell. Okay, now it's getting better. So now I've got all baseball. Now it's all baseball on the front screen. There's some couples on there.
So the more stuff that you like and save, so if you save things.
I don't save anything.
Yeah. So the more you save, that'll work the algorithm to the things that you like. So I do a lot of book talk on mine. So I get book recommendations.
Yeah.
And I like pimple popping. So
yeah,
those are like, so that's my whole like screensaver stuff because I save that stuff.
Yeah. I don't save anything. So,
then it goes off of your search history.
Yeah. So now I'm back to baseball and happy couples. So the shirtless dude.
Baseball and happy couples.
I guess. I mean, it's
like couple stuff.
Kissing. I don't know. They're kissing. And
yeah.
So
well, people, I don't know.
So anybody going forward, if you don't like your search or your for you, go like and comment and save things.
Other stuff
that you want to look at.
Right.
Okay.
Mine is all Taylor Swift.
Oh my gosh. The least surprising thing ever.
But wait, I take it back. Not all. There are a couple other things, which one of them I'm proud of. One of the other things is Kate Middleton, because that's
okay.
I mean, we haven't even scratch the surface, but that is some insane stuff going on there. So I can't
what's
help.
Pegging?
What's pegging?
Pegging? Girl, let's not talk about that here.
Okay.
Let's do
Did
that.
Did you hear
off.
Us talk about it on the speakeasy?
I just heard pegging and I don't
on
know.
On our show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pegging. So her husband is rumored to have in the past strayed because he likes pegging, which is wearing.
Emily, it's where the guy gets bent over.
Yeah, and the girl wears a fake. Yeah.
I've heard about this. I've never heard it called pegging.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a British name for it or something.
No, it's all around.
Oh.
Okay.
It's everywhere.
Well, anyway, that is like neither here nor there. I think that is, I don't even know, the dumb guys on my show just like talking about pegging. But that has nothing to do with the Kate Middleton thing, which is that she's been missing
right
for weeks. So anyway, when I see anything about that story, I'm like, oh, a development. So I click on that. It's really
so
fun.
Do you follow House and Habit?
I do.
She apparently has been all over it.
But I haven't been getting, maybe I don't.
But I have people like my friend Mandy, she follows House and Habit. And like if so, she was like, ooh, you need to check out House and like she'll just post on her show.
Yeah.
Check out House and Habit today.
I thought I followed them, but I haven't seen anything. So maybe it's not in my algorithm or maybe I don't follow them. But
well,
yeah,
it's a chick, that House and Habit chick.
Right, yeah. Because like, it's like all Hollywood-y stuff or whatever.
She's like real well connected.
She's real well connected. I think she started doing more politics stuff too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She definitely has.
She like grew a giant following. And that was
probably why I don't follow her.
Yeah, probably. So yeah, Kate Middleton, Taylor Swift, and this is the one I'm proud of. I'm getting healthy cooking recipes.
Yeah, atta girl. How
not
is
that? Not that I've been doing much.
How is the healthy living?
I read a lot of the recipes.
Well, at some point.
And I'll send them to Kelly, and that's about where it ends.
There we go. Well,
but when I do decide to start doing that, I want to have my recipes ready. I've been doing this thing for about a week and a half. Next Monday will be 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it's been good. It's like a nutrition reset kind of thing. It's like shakes and...
Yeah.
Shakes and soups and stuff. So once I start eating real food again, I'm going to be using all of these recipes.
Not a girl.
So that's mine.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I got the shirtless jump roping man off mine.
Yeah.
Now it'll pop back up because I just said it out loud.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we want to do the drawing?
Yes.
Are we ready to do the drawing?
I think we are. The Epic Waters drawing. I think we are.
So Ashley, you're going to run this. You've got everything like in a wheel or something.
Yeah, hold on. Let me screen grab this.
How many entries did we have?
So we have 522 entries.
522 entries. So you have a 1 in 522 chance of winning this birthday giveaway. I'm like really excited about
it.
I am too.
I know.
What if it's someone we know?
That'd be great.
That would be great.
Because we were trying to...
What if it was somebody we knew and they invited our kids?
That would be pretty cool.
That would be awesome. Okay, so tell us what to do. Here it is. It's the Epic Waters birthday giveaway drawing valued at over $3,000. You have a 1 in 522 chance of winning because that's how many entries we got. What do we do now?
So I'm going to spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel and then we tell you to stop or does it spin on its own?
It spins on its own.
And stops on its own?
Yes. So 522 entries. I promise every single person is in here.
Can you video? I'm screen grabbing it. Okay.
Sweet. So every person is in here as well as, like if you look at the wheel, you can see that it's really small and all that kind of stuff. So nobody's been left out. If I wasn't giving away people's emails, I would show y'all me.
Putting it, copying
and pasting it in there, but we'll start it.
Okay.
And the winner of the Epic Waters Ultimate Birthday Giveaway is...
It is Jordan Beckavok.
Jordan Beckavok!
Oh my gosh! That's
one of my friends!
Yes!
Yeah. Jeff Beckavok! Yes!
No way.
Yeah, Jeff and Jordan. Oh, that's so great.
That is awesome.
She is a wonderful human who does wonderful things.
Okay. And he's great. He's the GM at Zoli's or owns Zoli's.
Well, he was part of that group. He's about to open a new restaurant on Greenville Avenue.
Okay.
Called Goodwin's, where Blue Goose used to be.
Okay.
But yeah, they're wonderful people. And they were a part of the Zoli's. Who delivered us all the pizza? Connie Rosso.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's so exciting.
That is so exciting.
Very cool. And
we have a winner.
We have a winner, fair and square. That is exciting.
That is exciting.
I know.
See if they'll invite all of us.
Okay. We can go party. She has a boy that's like, you know, fourth grade. So that's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
She's going to be the coolest mom in town.
Yeah, she
is. All right. Well, congratulations, Jordan. Very exciting. And thank you to Epic Waters.
Yes. What a great giveaway. Epic Waters. Yeah. I know. It's been so fun to do this giveaway with them. And I know they have a lot of cool things going on and coming up. They always do. So head over to their website to see what all they have. And you can still use that. The Mom Game discount when you're buying your tickets to go to Epic Waters. So please do that and let us know.
Do it.
Yep.
Okay. I think that's it. What do we got next week? Just us?
I think it's just
us. No, we have a guest next week. We do. Remind me who it is.
Michelle Carter.
That's right.
Gold medalist in shot put.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Same.
What else she got going for her?
Just kidding. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, a gold medal. Is she going to bring her gold medal?
Yeah.
She the last time I saw her, we had dinner, and she brought it with her. It was the coolest thing.
I know. So I did.
Next week, we could have a World Series ring and a gold medal.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
We won't have the ring yet.
Oh, damn.
Let's space it out.
Okay.
Gold medal 1 week.
I mean, that would be pretty cool.
Then the World Series ring.
She also has a silver medal
yeah.
in discus.
Okay.
Cool.
So I did get to hold a gold medal. Remember Misty May Trainer?
Yeah.
Misty May Trainer.
Played here.
Matt was a ranger, and we met actually after Matt had left us. They were living in LA, and we were playing the Angels or something, and Matt and Misty came to the hotel to have a drink and catch up or whatever. And Misty, I was like, "Will you bring your gold medal?" And she was like, "Yes, I will." So,
yes, too.
Misty would. I need to reach out to her. I haven't talked to her in forever. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Misty's a badass.
She's amazing.
She's awesome.
I love sand volleyball too. How cool to be good at that sport.
And to look like that in a bathing suit,
right?
Like, or volleyball uniform.
Super hot.
Damn.
I know.
Okay. All right. Well, that was fun. I'm glad we got to catch up. One more week in the studio before you head out on vacay, first week of April. But yeah, tons of great stuff coming up here on the show, and excited to get the baseball season going.
Yay!
Okay.
Yay.
All right. Thanks for being with us. We will see you next week for episode 211. And that's it.
Mom game out.
The Mom Game is proud to partner with local GEICO offices, Victoria Elliott, proudly serving your local community.